In Mexico City, there's a memorial service today for a top policeman who was leading the drug war in that country. Edgar Millan Gomez was assassinated early yesterday by a gang of hitmen. They attacked him at his apartment compound. Mexico's new president, Felipe Calderon, began really confronting the drug gangs when he took office at the end of last year. Commander Millan is the highest-ranking official so far to be killed. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in New Mexico City. Jason, how significant is this assassination?
Well, this is really a huge deal. To some degree, it's as if, you know, the FBI was taking on, doing a major offensive against the mafia, and the head of the FBI was assassinated. And on top of that, last week, two of his top deputies were assassinated here in Mexico City. So this is really a ratcheting up of the cartels taking on the federal police here in Mexico City in this fight that's been going on since Calderon came to power in 2007.
You know, Jason, with the killings last week, you would think that the police would have been on extra kind of security alert and very careful about things like an assassination attempt.
And they were. He was traveling with bodyguards. He actually had gotten inside of his compound when he was assassinated. And at this point, they are investigating who knew that he was actually going to this apartment. He has two apartments. And there's a belief that this, whoever did this, had some inside information about which apartment he was going to be staying in that night.
He was with bodyguards. One of them captured one of the assassins, so presumably they could be interrogating that guy. I presume they are interrogating him and maybe trying to get something out of him. Anything from that yet?
There's nothing from that yet, but that's true. They have one person was captured at the scene. Another person was captured later. But it's believed that these men were just hired to do the hit and that it might not actually be able to be linked back to one of the cartels. But certainly, it's very clear that this was carried out by the drug cartels.
So what happens now to the drug war?
Well, to some degree, this really shifts things. In the past, the drug war has really been happening along the U.S. border. Now you're getting people assassinated, top officials being assassinated here in the Capitol. It certainly ratchets things up. President Calderon has made it clear that he is not going to back off on this. But in many ways, this is a really difficult time for police officers. And we even had one police chief in Palomas, up in Chihuahua, right on the border with New Mexico. Back in March, he fled across the border into the U.S. and sought political asylum because he could no longer protect himself. It's gotten to that point where the police are really under attack. And it appears that this fight is going to continue to go on. But it's a very difficult time to be a police officer at any level here in Mexico.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Mexico City on the killing yesterday of the senior police officer in charge of the war on drugs in that country. Jason, thank you.
You're welcome.